14 of Scotland's leading cancer charities have joined forces to try and turn the big C into a wee C after research shows that fear is still a key barrier to people presenting with potential signs, symptoms and attending screenings. Alex Watson was one such patient diagnosed with testicular cancer at just age 23.
I didn't hear anything, to be honest, after I heard the word testicular cancer. I heard cancer is just really, that just hit me, and it's at that time we had lost my gran just a couple of years prior to that with bowel cancer, so we were very aware of cancer, and really I didn't hear of many people who survived cancer at that stage, so as soon as you hear cancer, you just don't hear anything else. It was terrifying.
But things have improved since then, and it's hoped that reframing the way that the illness is seen will continue to change, with the likes of Teenage Cancer Trust helping that. Here's Rosanna Innes.
We often find that young people go home and they speak to their family about cancer as well. So this is what the We See is all about. We go in, informally chat to young people about what was the big C, turn it into the We See, they go home and they anecdotally chat about it with their parents, perhaps at dinner and things like that, which is making cancer in people's minds, making people more comfortable chatting about it, making people more likely to recognise symptoms and seek help.
Lorraine Dallas, who works for the Roy Castle Lung Cancer Foundation, says if you're quick to get checked, it makes all the difference.
It's really important with lung cancer. Some of the signs and symptoms we talk about, a persistent cough, hoarseness, breathlessness, can be a side effect of bad weather and colds and other viruses, but it's not ignoring those.
So it's evident now that the word cancer isn't what it used to be, but Scotland's making positive steps at bringing the big C down to size.